Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. A lot to unpack today, but first I invite you to call in and join the conversation at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You can also feel free to join me in the chat room where I can address questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Now, today's show may be a bit controversial. But I'm not here on this show to practice political correctness. I'm here to give you the truth. And with that being said, anyone who may be easily offended or have children in close proximity to whatever device you're listening to me on, either remove the little ears from the room or shut my show off right now. Well then, ladies and gentlemen, it seems the people that occupy the filthy butt crack of the United States, Chicago, Illinois, are at it again. And as always, the lack of leadership in the Democrat-run defund the police cities, such as Chicago, have done absolutely zero to combat the crime problem. Businesses are leaving the area in droves because of the theft and violence taking place in or around their establishments. People are being shot, injured, robbed at gunpoint, and even murdered. And while doing research on this recent, the recent events that happened in Chicago, I was absolutely dumbfounded to learn that the most recent violence that was occurring in Chicago was perpetrated by teenagers between the ages of 12 and 17 years old. In fact, the mainstream media, who decided to report this crazy acts of violence in Chicago, even gave it a name like it was a goddamn Woodstock reunion. They called it Teen Takeover. Now, if you go on some of the platforms, you will see footage of these teenagers ransacking a 7-Eleven and stealing items, grabbing whatever they can off the shelves, setting off fireworks, and basically fighting each other and or people who were in the mix, even trying to be a good Samaritan and try to put a stop to it. Now, I will premise this by saying that that this is not the only city that this is happening in. Crime such as this, riots and looting, it's happening in every Democrat-run city. The defund the police, Democrat-run cities. Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Atlanta, New York City. That's where it's happening. What do they all have in common? Democrat leadership. and bail reform, in fact. So even if you arrest these people, the animals that are perpetrating these crimes, there's no bail, there's no punishment, there's no accountability. They get arrested, and they're let back out to do the same thing over and over again. Don't believe me? I'll bring you down, a trip down memory lane. There is some nutcase in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who was accused of basically running over his wife with a car, gave him $1,000 bail. 3 days later, he barreled through a Christmas parade, killing several people, including children. He was out on $1,000 bail for basically a vehicular assault. This is where the law and order, or lack of law and order, is at fault in these cities. That man should have not been let out of prison, let out of jail, and those people would still be alive. Now, what's really laughable, folks, is that Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson continues to call the teen takeover, instead of calling it a riot, instead of calling it a mob, which is exactly what it is, he continues to call it a large gathering. Only some were committing crimes, which was a small percentage of theft and violence, but which was only a select few. But most of the folks in the large gathering were peaceful. I don't know what video you're watching, because I've seen several videos where there were folks in several locations of the south side of Chicago that were anything but peaceful. And he commented that he had no choice, but to make several arrests after it got beyond the control of responding officers. He admonished reporters in a press conference for referring to the perpetrators as violent criminals. Einstein, that's what they are. That's what they are. They're violent criminals. Matter of fact, between the ages of 12 and 17 years old, they're violent criminals in training. And you have absolutely zero control over the city of Chicago that you were elected mayor for, and you're not fit to run the office or for that position. Now let me remind you, folks, that this is the same man, Brandon Johnson, who referred to Walmart as racist. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Walmart is racist for leaving the city of Chicago. You want to hear why Walmart left Chicago, among other businesses, but I'll just name Walmart because that's the big one. During the George Floyd riots, there were people that set fires inside of Walmart. Not before they looted and pillaged and stole a bunch of merchandise. Set fires inside of Walmart in Chicago, which in turn set off the sprinkler system and flooded large areas of the store. And even after that, the Walmart Corporation was like, well, we'll stay, we'll give them a second chance, blah, blah, blah. Well, this crap continues to happen day in and day out, day in and day out, with nothing being done about it. Lori Lightfoot couldn't handle it, or should I call her Beetlejuice? She couldn't handle it, and Brandon Johnson took office and said things were going to be different. They're no different. 3 months. 3 months this man has held office, and he has done absolutely nothing basically use the magic word and blame it on, ding, 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 racism. I'm at a loss for words. So let me get this straight. Racism is the reason why these thug wannabe gangster pieces of excrement leave their parents' home, wake up one day, leave their parents' home, and decide to go out and loot a Walmart and beat up innocent bystanders, even using guns, knives, whatever weapons they can get their hand on, to violently attack people while they're waiting for a traffic light. Gangster thugs, I'll say it because I don't care, gangster thugs that will face zero accountability for their actions, much like the clowns that occupy this current administration. Brandon Johnson is so afraid of offending the people who are destroying the very city whose law-abiding citizen safety is now in his hands. I basically said he's putting criminals first. I got news for you, Mr. Principal. Everything that's happened in the last 3 months concerning the violence against citizens, businesses, and the streets of Chicago is your fault. Because instead of facing the problem head on and taking steps to combat it, your answer is, it's because of racism. Huh, makes sense to me. What's your problem? Brandon Johnson is not equipped to handle being the mayor of a city like Chicago, just as Eric Adams is not equipped to deal with being the mayor of New York City. There's another idiot with no backbone, but I digress. I'm no psychologist, but I would wager that the violent behavior perpetrated by these children starts with the lack of discipline in the home, absent fathers, lack of education, lack of motivation, and instead of parenting and using actual discipline to teach their children right from wrong, parents today, some parents today at least, are treating the kids as more like their friends and not as their, and in my opinion, folks, that's absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Now then, speaking of facing no accountability for blatantly selling out the United States to nuclear-powered enemies who want to destroy this country from the inside out in order to enrich themselves, that brings me to the Biden crime family. I'm going to tell you, as I've stated on this show before, I don't give one damn what Hunter Biden does with his life. I don't care if he engages in illegal drug use on film. Not my concern. Don't care if he's sleeping with prostitutes on film or balancing M&Ms on his penis. I don't care. Is it illegal? Yeah. Immoral? Sure. But those acts do not concern me as an American citizen because Hunter Biden does not hold public office. He's not a senator. He's not vice president. He's not a congressman. He's not a representative. He's not even an office clerk. Hunter Biden doesn't hold public office. Instead, Hunter Biden engages in business deals concerning selling access to somebody who's in public office, and that's his father, Joe. And it is absolutely now undeniable that Joe Biden, as a senator, vice president, and most likely even as president, has accepted millions of dollars from foreign entities after denying time and time again, since, as far as I know, since 2017 or 18, since he was asked, have you ever spoken to your son or been involved in your son Hunter's overseas business dealings? And his answer constantly was no. No, I've never talked to my son about his overseas business dealings. Ask the right questions. This man, Donald Trump, orange man, who's responsible for mean tweets. He has violated everything, of the office of president. No, Joe. No, Joe. Let me correct you one right there. Actually, Donald Trump didn't violate any part of the office, of holding that office. I know who did, though. You did. Obama did. Hillary did. George W. Bush did. Donald Trump did not. In the 4 years that this man was president, I have heard time and time again the Democrats call him an illegitimate president, illegitimate election, Russian collusion, Russian this, Russia that, disinformation. Shut the fuck up. It was proven there was no Russian collusion. It was proven that the laptop was real. It was proven that you, Joe Biden, are implicated and complicit in the money laundering and shell LLC companies overseas. And instead of any accountability, let's not forget to mention that your goofy ass is on video in one instance that I know of, but several others, bragging about the very same thing that you and your party have accused, that set impeachment for Donald Trump on. You impeached Donald Trump for the very same thing that you committed on tape, that you said you committed on tape. That's called quid pro quo. I'm not giving you the $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor that is investigating Burisma, the company that your son was on the board for. Fire that prosecutor, you're not getting the $1 billion. That's this for that. That's quid pro quo. And that, when you hold public office, as well as any other kind of management position, is illegal. In a regular job, you get fired for that. So why, in fact, after former Biden friend and business partner Devin Archer's testimony has implicated Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden as being complicit in these crimes, money laundering, treason, etc., grounds for impeachment? You would think that the House, whatever they started the proceedings, regardless if it dies in the Senate, truth be told, Trump was impeached 2 times for way less. You know, I don't understand. It's just you're more concerned about January 6th and some numbers that were in, you know, that were put in wrong in an accounting column that should have belonged here but really belonged here. Give me a break. This is at the very least, Joe Biden should be impeached. At the very least. And the reason Republicans don't do it is because, by their words, they don't have the votes. Well, why don't they have the votes? Why don't they have the votes? Because a lot of the Republicans that are in hold the office now are wishy-washy, and they themselves are rhinos. and they're not going to risk losing their jobs over, you know, voting to impeach Joe Biden. Not only that, but who are we left with after Joe Biden gets impeached? Who are we left with for the next year and a half or so? Well, that would be Kamala Harris, the stunt double for the Joker, apparently. The Bidens do not face any accountability. They can continue to break the law on a daily basis. And what do they do instead? What does the mainstream media do instead? I mean, they're starting to turn on Joe a little bit because eventually they eat their own. I mean, look what happened to Chris Cuomo. Look what happened to Don Lemon and Governor Cuomo, who did such a great job handling the pandemic in New York State. Yeah, you did such a great job. You did such a great job by putting infected people back into nursing homes. Awesome. While your brother was real busy with his handle over some lady's ass, and you're busy grabbing the face and asking these women at a wedding you attended if they've ever been with an older man. See, you guys were useful idiots at one point. And when your services were no longer needed, they threw your asses under the bus. And you haven't been seen or heard from since. Oh, Chris Cuomo's got his own show on MSNBC, but nobody watches that. And I don't want to end this on gloom and doom, but I will end on a good note. That for every time you turn on the news and you hear about it, another phony indictment. I'm waiting for the mattress tag indictment to come out. It has been reported that Donald Trump in 1982 tore the tag off his mattress, and we're going to indict him. With all the indictments, the phony indictments, and BS indictments that are against Trump for every time they indict him, which a first-year law student would laugh at. Trump's poll numbers go up, and they continue to climb and climb and climb, and Biden's continued to sink so low that the cackling hyena Kamala Harris's popularity rating is higher. Jokic has a higher popularity rating than Kamala Harris. I'll say it again. Every phony indictment the mainstream media reports and that the government is going through with, unlawfully, incidentally, Trump's poll numbers go up. And that, my fellow Americans, is called making your voices heard. And I can't think of a better way to make them heard even louder than at the voting polls in November of 2024. And if that's not the case, if people don't get out there and vote, and make their voices heard even louder than they are, and Democrats continue to stay in power, it's going to get worse. And ask yourself this question. Do you want it to get worse than it is now? Gasoline is now climbing back up to $4 a gallon. I live in New York, in upstate New York. It went up 18 cents in 2 days. A $7.50 value meal is now $13. A breakfast sandwich that used to be $2.50 is now $6.50. I can go on and on and on. The supply chain problem is going to start hitting again. It has already in some places. Gasoline's going to start climbing even higher than it is now. And we need to speak up. Now, I'm not saying that getting a Republican in office is going to, come in on the white horse and solve the problem. There's many problems that need to be taken care of. This is not going to be solved overnight. But for the love of God, we have to get the Bidens out of office. We have to drain the swamp. We have to get the people with absolutely no backbone that are just basically looking to enrich themselves and not looking out for the best interest of the American people. The very ones that put them in the position that they've been holding for several years. We need to continue to get folks like Matt Gaetz, Tom Cotton, Marjorie Taylor Greene, as well as some others who legitimately care about the country and the citizens in it. First and foremost, the citizens that occupy this country, American citizens that occupy this country, tax-paying, hard-working Americans that occupy this country. And when you have politicians who are actually the voice of the people, that's how you bring people together. You know how to divide them? Or in this case, keep the country divided? Either you vote Democrat or you don't vote at all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I will give you just a heads up. If you do enjoy the content I've provided here today and on every single Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on Talk 29 Radio, you'll also enjoy my colleague's show, Marcus Cain's As I See It, broadcasting live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Very good content on there as well. I enjoy listening to that very much, and he has a great following and great subjects that he speaks on. Tune in once again, Marcus Cain's As I See It, every Thursday at 2 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to thank you very much for tuning into my show this week. Very important information. I mean, again, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. If you think for whatever reason that I'm saying some things that are not accurate, or you find things to be inaccurate about what I'm reporting to you, send me a text, send me an email, shoot me a message, and I will correct it. I'll go on record to correct it. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week, same bat time, same bat channel.